Okay, good morning. I'm Chairman Brad Holton. We're convening after Turkey Day holidays, so to say. President is Commissioner Brooks, Commissioner Van Beek, and we have a 9:30 agenda item that has been a long time coming, and we've had quite a few meetings. So I'm pretty excited about this. So we have an action item to consider signing a resolution granting Tractor Supply Company a property tax exemption pursuant to Idaho Code 63-602NN. And Laura, you want to open this up?
There's a handy resolution with the packet attached, and then there's also a letter there from Tractor Supply Company that would be probably good for you to read if you haven't read it. It's really, well, pretty brief, but pretty explanatory about the whole plan and process that we've gone through. So we also have Denise and Mike Mullis, who've been here before representing Tractor Supply Co. Then we have Scott Wheatley here from Tractor Supply, who has a quick presentation he's going to make just to refresh everyone's memory. Like you said, we all are familiar with this project. And then we have Robin Sellers from NAPA, the Director of Economic Development. And then we have our a bunch of staff from the Assessor's Office, if there's any questions. Legal has reviewed everything, well, it's been quite a process and several reviews, but it's been a great process to go through. The board's probably familiar with the exhibits. There's exhibits A, B, and C. C is kind of the new one that we added with the force majeure language that we all have reviewed and talked about quite a bit. So otherwise, it's pretty standard 602NN language in the resolution that the board's familiar with.
Okay.
If you do have any questions, I'm here for those.
Okay, all right.
And I'll let everyone take away, and if you want to do introductions, feel free or add any more. Go for it.
To the commissioners, thank you again. We've seen you, what, two or three times now, right in this very room. Hope you had a great Thanksgiving. We have spent an inordinate amount of time since we last saw you dealing with things that have been pretty big challenges from our standpoint. Things to do with the Corps of Engineers, SHPO, purchase and sale agreement, and trying to carry it farther, even longer than we anticipated because of Corps and SHPO. But I will say that we've had really good cooperation. One key reason right here, Robin's very close to both SHPO and Corps in the Boise office, and I think they've become an ally. And we're very excited about that from the standpoint. The other thing I will tell you is, and I mean it, Laura's done a great job representing the county. She took it quickly and ran with it, and we've had our documents worked out very quickly, so we appreciate it. You know what we've been through. You know what we've looked at. Denise, if you want to give another quick overview of what we call SPUD. We're still laughing about SPUD, but anyway, that's what it is. And then we'll have Scott give you his overview of Tractor, which I think you will enjoy.
Yeah, and I won't take up a lot of your time. Mike stole some of my comments because I did want to thank everybody. It's been wonderful working with this entire team in the room. So thank you. You know, as you know, it's been a multi-state search. We've done our due diligence, and, you know, we have before you a $195 million project. 700,000 square foot building.
It's
864,000 square foot building, and more than 500 very well paying quality jobs. So we're excited to be at this point today. And again, thank you in advance for your consideration.
Cool. Well, thank you guys for allowing us to be here again. My name is Scott Wheatley. I'm the Director of Logistics Engineering for Tractor Supply. We're thankful to be here with you guys. We're thankful to about the possibility of being one of your newest neighbors. So on behalf of our company, again, just thank you for letting us be here today. And you know, with that said, I've got a couple slides that I'd like to just introduce you all to Tractor Supply and give you an idea of kind of the neighbor that we'll be and the company that we are. So. So for over 85 years, we've served the needs of recreational farmers, ranchers, homeowners, DIYers, pet enthusiasts, gardeners, and everybody who likes to live the rural lifestyle. We're a relationship retailer, so our team members are known for delivering legendary service to help our customers pursue their passions. We're a needs-based, demand-driven business, so you can think of us as a grocery store for your home, land, pets, and animals. You can see on the screen now, the largest rural lifestyle retailer in the United States. We were founded in 1938 as a mail-order business, and a year later, opened our first store in North Dakota. We've got over 2,400 stores with over 50,000 employees in 49 states. And in 2023, we were fortunate to serve over 30 million customers. We offer products to care for your home, land, pets, and animals. And our purpose is to serve life out here. And our 85-year-plus history, longevity, is attributed to living our mission and values. And I know most of you guys probably know a lot of companies have a mission and values in a corporate boardroom somewhere in a corporate office, but I can truly say that Tractor Supply lives and breathes its mission and values. If you want to know what we're about, that you can read our mission and values. That's a part of every decision that our company makes. And then you can see there a map, kind of how we're spread out across the country. We got a strong history of growth and success at Tractor Supply. In 2023 was a record year for us. We saw net sales of $14.6 billion, and that places us in the top 300 of the Fortune 500. Over the past 5 years, we've seen our revenue grow by more than 75%. And since 2000, we were one of the top five performing stocks on the S&P 500. We are the world's largest seller of bagged feed and food for livestock, pets, and animals. One out of every five bags of food that's sold was bought at Tractor Supply. We do have a history of growth. You can see there on the screen a few key acquisitions over the past few years of PetSense. They're now branded as PetSense by Tractor Supply. We acquired several Orscheln stores in 2022, and we've got a pending purchase of the company Ally Vet, which will allow us to better serve our customers. Since 2020, we've invested over $2.5 billion in our business, in our stores, distribution centers, technology, and strategy. And in 2023, we announced our long-term target of 3,000 stores. So you can see there a graph of the growth of our company since 1996, very steady growth that we're very proud of. And the statement there was taken from our 2023 earnings release, and I really like it. I think it says a lot about our plans. But Tractor Supply will continue to evolve and invest for growth, always focusing on the needs of our customers who are passionate about living life out here. So obviously the growth and development and success of the company doesn't come without the growth and development of our team, both our current team and our future team, which we hope will consist of several people within you guys' community. But, I can say personally, I can't speak enough about the culture at Tractor Supply. Blessed, fortunate to work for a company like Tractor Supply, but I won't go down that road. I'll let the third-party companies or services kind of do the talking for us. These are accolades that we've received over the past year that kind of highlight the culture of the company that we are. And I've also highlighted two additional statements or recognitions, accolades on the right. We're one of America's most trustworthy companies and one of America's most responsible companies. And I want to say that because I want to ensure you guys that we will be a great neighbor to your community. You can see there also working at Tractor Supply comes with us. We have industry-leading benefits like incentive programs, health insurance for our full-time and part-time employees, tuition reimbursement, 401k, and many other benefit offerings. But again, just want to emphasize that we're really excited about being a part of your community and hopefully welcoming many of your family, friends, and neighbors into the Tractor Supply family. Now we'll switch and talk a little bit about our distribution and supply chain network. So we do have 10 distribution centers across the country that house the same products and the same processes that you'll find in the building that we're proposed here in Nampa. Those 10 buildings employ over 5,000 team members, and they'll service about 80% of the products that you would find in your local tractor supply store. We also have an additional 19 distribution center types that carry specialty processes and products. We call those import centers and mixing centers. And obviously, these buildings are big, but we want to make sure that we're doing our part to build efficient and environmentally friendly buildings. The last four DCs that we've built are LEED certified by the U.S. Green Building Committee. So three are certified, and the fourth is pending certification that we think we'll get actually within the next month. I'll go back. The picture there shows our 10 distribution centers throughout the country, and you can see there's a long stretch from our building in Nebraska and Arizona to service stores here in the Pacific Northwest. And obviously, Tractor Supply, we do have a presence in Idaho already today with 11 stores that employ over 180 folks. So we are a part of your state and your communities here. And the picture on the right shows what our proposed building would look like as far as servicing the country in the Pacific Northwest. But so those 180 folks that we employ, we're hoping to almost triple that number with the addition of our 11th building here in Nampa. And that building will be 864,000 square feet, sit on about 116 acres, and will employ more than 500 folks. And we intend that building, or we expect that building to open in late 2026, and it'll eventually service 200 stores throughout the Pacific Northwest. And again, you can kind of see what that looks like on the right there. As you can imagine, and as Denise mentioned, we didn't just randomly pick Nampa. We did do a comprehensive search for actually a couple of years, reviewing sites in five different states, and ultimately selected Nampa based on your community, the people here, and how we feel that the values of your community align with the values of our company. So Tractor Supply is passionate about investing in the communities we call home through organizations such as FFA and 4-H. We support local first responders and military and veterans organizations. You can see here the Tractor Supply Company Foundation's vision is to foster and support vibrant rural communities now and for the future of life out here. You can see a couple stats there. We've donated $16 million in 2023 to our charitable organizations. We're currently in year three of a five-year, $5 million commitment to an FFA Future Leaders Scholarship. And just this year alone, we've donated $1 million to Hometown Heroes. You can see our areas of focus are agricultural education, preserving and protecting life out here, supporting our hometown heroes, and really just being a good neighbor in the communities that we call home. This slide further illustrates some of the impact that we've got on our key organizations, FFA and 4-H, and our military and veterans groups. Also, we're very proud of our involvement with the Make-A-Wish Foundation or organization. A couple examples of the 25 wishes that we've granted. We gifted Briley a Highland mini cow that you can see there in the picture, and we gave Caroline a shopping spree for disabled dogs and surprised Elena with a puppy. So we obviously really enjoy doing those things. So, in closing, again, I just want to thank you guys for allowing me to come and tell you all about Tractor Supply. Thank you for the effort that you and your teams have done with the Mullis team in getting us to where we are today. And again, can't emphasize enough how excited we are to be a part of this community, and want to remind you of a couple of the things that we went through in the deck. When we move here, you're getting a company that's got a strong tradition of growth and success. That's committed to serving the communities that we call home. We do have a strong record of positive economic impact in our DC or distribution center communities, and we've got a bright future of growth ahead of us. So, again, thank you for your time.
Good presentation.
One comment that we'd like to make sure we're all clear. We still have a permit that we're going through with the Corps of Engineers. we must receive that permit to build this. We must legally receive that permit. This has to do, and if you'll recall last time, it's a lateral canal on the site that we're having to move to the west. Again, the Corps is working with us closely, and SHPO is, but we don't have the permit. We've got a timeline associated with the permit tied to Pioneer Irrigation District that we've got to have it before March 1 in order to reconnect from that standpoint. The second item that we are yet to finalize, and we're very close, is with the State Department of Commerce with the TRI program. So we must finish that. So we're looking for your support today. We've still got some other work we need to finish.
Any comment, Robin?
Well, NAPA is very excited about Tractor Supply. We've talked a lot in the last year. This project started a year and a half ago, and it's been a fantastic, it would be a fantastic addition to NAPA. It, like Scott said, the values just align with Canyon County, and a great company to bring into NAPA, and a great site for them, as long as we can get that canal relocated. But it's a great site for them. Mayor is very excited about this, loves Tractor Supply. She's in, you know, 18 meetings. Otherwise, she would be here today to show her support as well. But she's very excited about this opportunity for NAPA and excited for the jobs. The jobs are really, really good jobs. And when they did their, analysis of where the jobs come from, NAPA, where we're located, we're able to fulfill those jobs. We're able to have the people to be able to supply for Tractor, to be able to have this distribution center up and going. So just so many elements that align. When I found out the name of the company, I was so excited about who it was because it really does align with who we are. We have that ag base, and people will love to be able to have more access to Tractor.
Chairman, I just want to say that when this ground was rezoned, I was a part of the board decision. And so you're carrying on the work that was done, started by Beth Einick, and how this develops in that area. And I was concerned what that would look like, because on one side of Midland, which is the dividing line for NAPA and Caldwell, you have residential development with 1,000 homes going in for Caldwell, but you also have a well-planned economic development program for NAPA. So in the conditions for that property, we had a great working partnership with NAPA and with you in that whole process of what would enhance this area for jobs. So I really appreciate the dedicated work. It's been enumerated by the Mullis family on working in Tractor Supply for what you bring to the table and helping us recruit good workforce for this area, and people have to have places to work. So we know there won't be a salvage yard, there won't be poor things. We've got people in close proximity that reach out to me wondering what that property will be, and I think this will be a pleasant surprise in what it, not only the aesthetics, but what it brings to this area. So thank you all, and thank you for your willingness to work with the county in partnership with the cities. That's our goal, to bring positive things to the residents that are here. Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you.
I think I would like to put on the record that the public sometimes has, and they're entitled to their own opinion. I'm not saying that they're not, but there are companies that are really good to be giving tax exemptions, and there are companies that are not. And this is one that definitely is. It shares our common values and our quality of life. And the negotiations were not simple, and they weren't straightforward. And it wasn't just a carte blanche, give it to them. And I understand people not liking this, but I would be willing to defend this decision because I think it is the right decision for Canyon County. It's the right decision for the state. It's the right decision for our people that are going to have jobs here that are going to be above the average job and definitely way above the average employer. And so it's a good fit. It's the right thing to do. And on the record, I appreciate the Army Corps of Engineers, but for land's sake, if you guys had to build this canal system today, it would take centuries. So I would encourage the Army Corps to do what they have to do, because I don't know who I'm talking about or what rock we have to uncover, the person who needs to get this moved on, but we need this. This community, this area needs this, and for goodness sakes, it's just moving a lateral. And it's not a major canal, and we need it before the canal system is recharged this spring. So please make this commissioner happy and get those permitting done, because it's just permitting.
Thank you.
Anything else?
Chairman, I think that's well said, and it's more than just the District 2 commissioner seat. This has the board support of getting behind Tractor Supply and wanting to know how we can help. It's been a great partnership.
Commissioner Brooks? I'd just say, Mr. Chairman, I agree with your comments. If we were sitting here 6 months ago, I may not have the same opinion, but I think Tractor Supply has updated some corporate policies that I'm in support of now that I would not have been 6 months ago. So 6 months ago, I didn't even know this project was Tractor Supply. So I guess that's an interesting part of this process. We don't learn who the entity is until late in the game. But at this point, Mr. Chairman, I can support it.
Right. I would concur with that. All right. Any other comments before we make a consideration for a motion? All right. I'd consider a motion, please.
Chairman, I move that the board signs the resolution granting Tractor Supply Company a property tax exemption pursuant to Idaho Code 602 and N.
I second.
Okay. Motion's been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries unanimous. All right. We have an agreement. So thank you, everyone.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Let's consider ourselves adjourned to the next meeting. Thanks. Next agenda item.